Good afternoon. At 12 noon, we have a temperature reading, Rusty, 61 degrees.
Temperatures should stay about that warm for the rest of your Monday under partly sunny skies.
A suspect now identified in this morning's mass shooting at a Washington, D.C. Navy facility. He's being identified as a retired military man, retired Navy officer. CBS News reporting he's 50-year-old former Chief Petty Officer Raleigh Chance. D.C. police say at least one suspect was killed. More may be on the loose. Now, this story is still unfolding at this hour. Four people in all injured, multiple fatalities in that shooting rampage at the Navy Yard, not far from the nation's capital. A Metropolitan police officer among those wounded. The deceased includes one of the shooters. Police Chief Kathleen Lanier says they're still looking for two more suspected gunmen dressed in military clothing.
A white male in a khaki tan military uniform, potentially for another shooter involved. That was a black male, approximately 50 years of age, who may have been in possession of a long gun.
Police are saying the shooting was an isolated incident.
Moving closer to home, gas prices at the local, state, and national levels have seen a decline in recent days. Some Sheboygan gas stations have dropped their price for regular unleaded 2 cents to $3.57 a gallon. Across Sheboygan County, the website Wisconsin Gas Prices report prices from $3.54 to $3.61. As for the state, the Wisconsin AAA's fuel gauge report has an average price of $3.57, down 6 cents from a week ago. This is still above the national average of $3.51. That is down over 5 cents from last week. All this comes as oil prices on world markets remain at their highest level in over a year. Some national experts say the end of the summer travel season and few supply interruptions are helping to keep prices at the pump from increasing.
Just over half a million Wisconsinites will soon start enrolling for health insurance under Obamacare, and officials are warning folks, be on the watch for fraud. Green Bay Press Gazette Media says there have not been any major problems in Wisconsin yet. However, scams have popped up elsewhere as identity thieves collect personal information to take advantage of people's confusion with the Affordable Care Act. The National Consumers League says scammers are targeting victims by selling them fake insurance plans by phone, email, and false websites. Also, officials say there are fraudulent navigators, the people who have the government training to help folks choose from various plans in the Obamacare purchasing exchanges. Once again, authorities urge you not to give out things like Social Security and bank account numbers over the phone. Those who don't get private insurance from employers will be required by law to get health coverage from these federal exchanges.
The UN is investigating 14 possible chemical weapons attacks in Syria. This as Secretary of State Kerry is in Paris to talk about the deal to have Syria turn over its weapons stockpile. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more.
Secretary John Kerry meeting with his French and British counterparts in Paris. France and Britain look set to join the US in drawing up a UN Security Council resolution, which would pressure Syria's president to stick to an agreement to surrender his chemical weapons stockpiles. Kerry warning,
if Assad fails to comply with the terms of this framework, make no mistake, we are all agreed, and that includes Russia, that there will be consequences.
It's not clear what those consequences might be. Secretary Kerry says military action is an option. Russia says that's too threatening. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The oldest son of former Fond du Lac City Councilman Rob Van Der Zand drowned in a tragic incident over the weekend. 21-year-old Rob Van Der Zand Jr. was stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas, headquartered in El Paso. He and some other soldiers were swimming in a lake at a state park in New Mexico Saturday. Rob Sr. said his son got tired about a third of the way across the lake, so he turned around to swim back.
Something startled Rob. I don't know what, but Rob started to panic, and he was about 15 feet from shore, and he went under, and he never came back up.
Divers would find him in about 8 feet of water. Rob Jr. had a wife, Sarah, expecting a daughter in November. He planned on making the Army his career.
Governor Scott Walker says new plans will be unveiled this week to reduce fraud in Wisconsin's public assistance programs. The Republican Walker says he's been alerted to problems exposed in recent weeks by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, plus other things that have come up since then. He didn't say what those things were, and he did not indicate what reforms might be proposed. Walker said the Health Services Department will roll out the new measures. The Journal Sentinel found cases in which the incomes of those applying for aid were not verified, including a Milwaukee woman with $4 million of rental properties who got $150 $50,000 in assistance.
A child playing with a cigarette lighter caused a fire in a Sheboygan apartment building, which did an estimated $1,500 damage yesterday. Fire department was called out about 9 yesterday morning when that fire was discovered in that apartment building at 611 North Water Street. Firefighters made their way to the 8th floor apartment. They found a mattress burning. They extinguished it. Fire destroyed the bed and damaged a wall.
Wisconsin has about 60 bridges which are listed in a national directory as both fracture critical and structurally deficient. That's according to an Associated Press review of the latest national bridge inventory. State officials say 10 of the 60 bridges in the report have been fixed. 18 others are scheduled for repairs between now and 2017. 3 others have been closed. Scott Becker, head of the Wisconsin DOT Structure Bureau, downplays the new report. He contends that Wisconsin bridges are safe.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
We're expecting a high near 62, partly sunny sky for the rest of your Monday.
Right now we are at 61 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06.